Tony, you got Masters Part 3 today, too.
Yeah, I know what the fuck I have, Jeff.
See that?
I mean, it's not my first show. It's not our first show.
We started?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Our 28th show, Jeff. I know what we have on tap for today. Good afternoon, hey. Gambler!
Tony! Hey. Tony Playoffs!
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. We overall had I would classify it as a good day yesterday as far as the action that we put onto the Bro Bets action app. We went 6-3.
It's not bad.
Which was, not bad.
I'm guessing I'm responsible for the three.
You might be close, Todd. I'm not going to say anything until we get to the right side.
Okay.
A segment that we do here every day when we talk about our last night's bets and see if we were on the right side of those bets. Before we get into that, today we have a tremendous, tremendous lineup. We have the final day of the NBA season.
Oof.
All playoff spots will be locked in tonight.
Yes.
We have the first day of the NHL playoffs.
How about
that? Let's go.
Nikki Skates will be in here later for that.
Let's go hockey.
We have Masters. As you heard earlier, Jeff, super excited about the Par 3 tournament today. And we also have some picks for the Masters. And I believe Evan Fox is going to come in. He wanted to give some picks.
Nice.
Evan Fox is 1-0 on the show.
Yes, you're right.
After going against Michigan State first half, I believe opening weekend of the tournament, we have Champions League again. I went 1-0 yesterday, Champions League. Tottenham was an easy win.
Hotspurs.
Gumpy had Liverpool. So we were good on Champions League yesterday. And then the Major League Baseball. I don't have any Major League picks today. I don't know if any of you guys do.
You any what?
Major League Baseball picks.
I do.
I absolutely do.
Okay, you
do.
Two do.
For sure.
All right. With that being said, I'm going to say it. We will go to the right side. Last night, we start with a loss, even though it was the last game of the night, Portland -9. Oof. They won by 3 on a buzzer beater against the vastly improved last 2 weeks since LeBron has said he's not playing, Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
It's just a joy to watch a group of guys have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell they're having fun
minutes
now.
After,
I'm like, good for them.
Yeah.
They got rid of the problem child.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be the savior.
I mean, he forced Magic out.
Wait a second. Which one are you talking about? They forced Magic or is the savior LeBron?
It's just a shit show situation over there. The fact that this is not part of the betting show, but the fact that Magic didn't even tell management, just went straight to the media, is a hilarious move.
Tony, he's Magic Johnson. He can do whatever the flip he wants.
I mean, I guess. All right? I guess. OKC, fucking +3. Jeffrey Gorman, what a fucking pick there over Houston.
How about that?
Houston now potentially will drop from the 2 seed to the 4 seed.
Out of their hands, too. They got to rely on other teams
at this
point.
Dallas -7.5. Let me tell you, I was watching this game sweating because it was the second to last game in my picks, and I had gone undefeated before this. Dallas up 15 in the first quarter.
Dirk.
Up 30 at half.
Dirk.
Up 19 in the third.
Dirk.
And then at one point in the fourth, they were only up 4 points.
Yep.
And the spread was 7. Luckily, some things happened down the stretch. They covered by 3.5 points. They won by 11. You don't go against Dirk in his last home game. That's why we took it against the Suns. Seattle Mariners, +102.
Ride that mule until the legs fall off. I'm telling you,
they are hot. They are the number one team in the MLB. Keep riding that. Toronto -7. It was never close.
Right.
They locked up home court against the Warriors, if that so happens. Miami -4. Never even close. Dwayne Wade went for 30. Dirk went for 30. It was a beautiful night for those two.
Yep. Sorry that Magic had to steal a little bit of shine from Dirk and
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, it was
Dwayne
fucked up.
Yeah.
Charlotte -7.5. Never even close.
Right?
Not even
good
a sweat.
Pull.
The water was on. It was a soak the entire time.
Tony, good pull.
Thank you. The Wizards -4.5. Todd.
Yeah. Not good.
Todd.
Not good. Evidently Boston's bench. Better than Washington's fucking starting lineup. What do you want to say? I didn't see that coming.
Yep. That's a wild move there. And then the under 8.5 in Miami and Cincinnati. And you would think when Miami scores 0 runs, maybe the under 8.5 would be a solid pick. The Cincinnati Reds scored 14 on their own.
14 runs, Gorman. Up until that point in 10 games, they scored 26 total runs. They scored more than half of their 10-game total before last night.
So what you're saying is they were averaging 2.6, and they went for 14 last
14
night.
14 runs.
Welcome to...
How do you not say I'm on the right side of this one with the Marlins?
I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you the right side. That's April baseball.
The fuck on.
That is hilarious because it didn't happen to me. All right, those were our picks from last night. That was the right side.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. The wrong.
What do you got?
I'll shut up.
No, no, go.
I spoke too soon. You were going to the wrong side.
No, no, no. What was on the wrong side for you last night?
My damn Red Sox. Remember, I threw
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Early. That was an early
game.
Day game.
Sorry
about
that. But, Boston, what are you doing? I mean, it's
dude,
the
they're
homecoming.
Not good.
I know. They're terrible.
They're not good
what
right
did
now.
They do? I forget. What did this team do last season?
They won the World Series.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just
I mean,
checking.
The Patriots were there. It was ring day. Chris Sale was on the mound.
Gronk there.
It was not good.
Good Lord.
Okay. So let's get into tonight. A lot of games. Let's go start with the NBA. I have 7 picks for tonight.
Attaboy.
I don't know how many you guys have. Crazy. So if I have 7, I'm going to get one of mine
well,
out
I'm
of the
I'm guessing I'm going to agree. We'll have, you know, we'll agree.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
you
we
on
should
several
agree.
Of those, so that'll cut down one.
My thought process is the same that it has been the last week that has been very, very positive in the NBA. I've enjoyed this time period a lot when you're betting teams that have nothing to play for versus teams that have something to play for, and the teams that have something to play for actually fucking do what they're supposed to do. I'm going to stick to that trend today. Stick to that trend, but I'm not going to go with a lot of trends. A lot of gut picks today that are same as have been the last couple of weeks as far as the NBA. I'm going to start in Denver.
Attaboy.
All the Nuggets have to do. All they have to do is win. They lock up the 2 seed. They're 9-3 off back-to-backs, and they're really good after a loss. They have new life after 2 loss back-to-back losses. They have new life to retain the 2 seed, and all they have to do is beat the lonely Minnesota Timberwolves by 2 points, who lost last night. And they may be without Carl Anthony Towns, so give me the Nugs, -11 at altitude.
I like this. I hate to say this, but safe pick, Tony.
Thank you.
Safe
Thank
pick.
You. I appreciate that. Yeah. Todd, what do you got?
I think my favorite for tonight might be OKC -3.5 on the road in Milwaukee. Giannis is out. Lopez is out.
I also
I think
that.
It's a pretty easy call.
I'm on that as well. That's one of my favorite plays tonight.
OKC gets a 6 seed with a W. They lock up the 6 seed with a W. If they lose, they could drop to the 8th and have to play Golden State Warriors. I doubt they want that. Bucks are sitting people. So, yes, we're all on OKC -3. Mm-hmm. Gorms, what do you got?
I've got the Pistons tonight
oh,
on the road
boy.
Covering a bucket of points. And
okay.
I mean a bucket load against the lowly New York Knicks. Most of these players wearing the Knicks jerseys tonight will not be wearing it next season. The Pistons, the same cannot be said for them. Dwayne Casey, you find a way. Win, you are in. Pistons with the blowout victory tonight. Covering the 9.5 against the New York Knickerbockers on the road. Todd looking at me with strange eyes.
Are you?
Well, I wanted to take that one too, and I'm just I'm kind of disappointed in myself for getting scared at that.
No, I know.
It scared me.
If I was
that's
only
all,
taking, if I was only taking 3 or 4 of my best games tonight, this would not have been one of them. Mm-hmm. But I decided to take 7 or 8 of just every single game.
Right.
And I'm not going to take the Knicks in this one. If I'm not going to take the Knicks in a spot where the team, if they win, they're in. It does scare me a little bit that
a lot of points.
A lot of points. And also, they were down by 22, I believe, at half last night.
And then they turned
it
on.
To Memphis,
yeah.
And they ended up winning by 7. Mm-hmm. Blake is still banged up, but you have to think that Detroit will win tonight. Hopefully cover the 9.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with one here. The Portland Trail Blazers, -7. They did not cover for us last night. They did not, but they were playing that hot Los Angeles Lakers team with incredible talent in L.A.
Right.
They go home tonight. They're 23-16 at home against the spread. Win gets them a 3 seed, and they don't have to play the Warriors in the second. I know I talk a lot about not having to play the Warriors, but that's all people should think about in the West. So if they get the 3 seed, they won't have to play them until the finals, the Western Conference finals. So I am going with Portland -7 versus Sacramento is nothing to play for to win tonight by the 7.
And to piggyback on that, going backwards a little bit, OKC, same thing. Lose tonight, you're playing the Warriors in the first
Correct.
Round. Win tonight against a no Giannis team, you don't have to face that.
That's just not something that you want to do. Todd, you got any more?
I do. The Pacers are on the road in Atlanta.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm going to take Atlanta at minus one.
Yep, me as well. I actually got them at...
that's gonna be his, he was nonchalant about it. I thought it was going to surprise
him. He threw an obviously in there, too.
No, I mean, I knew Todd...
threw a little misdirection in there.
If you listen to Heartland Radio...
I caught it, Todd.
Which is one of our other podcasts that goes Tuesdays and Thursdays. Actually, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Oh, boy.
It's out today. I'm very good when I can tell when Todd's lying to me. And I also know that Todd is not a dumb bettor, and Atlanta plus two is the pick tonight. The Pacers have their coach even said that they have no juice.
Are they at plus two?
Oh, yeah. I've got the Hawks at plus two.
Fuck. I got screwed.
That happened.
It dropped fat.
I got it very quickly.
I just locked it in, though, before I get out here. It's at minus one right now. That still doesn't matter to me.
Hey, Todd, any reason for your pick?
The Pacers have nothing to play for. Tyreek Evans is going to be out probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matthews is out. I mean, the Hawks have a chance. They've been playing well. They have a chance to win at home to close out the season. There's no way the Pacers, who already suck on the road, are going to touch them tonight.
Got it.
Okay. I am taking them, obviously, because their coach just said that they have no juice. I doubt they play anybody. They haven't been good lately. The Pacers are never good on the road. Hawks still have they don't have anything to play for, but Trae Young is still going for Rookie of the Year. Hawks have been much better over the last month or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking the Hawks and the points at home. Do we have any more Gorms?
I know I don't. I'm here for winning money tonight. That's why I'm sticking with my Pistons minus a bucket load and an OKC.
Todd, do you have any more? Because I have a few more, obviously.
For NBA?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yep.
I'm taking the Clips minus six.
Why is that, Tony?
They've been bad, Gorms. They've been bad. After losing only two games in March, they've stumbled a little bit in April. But if they win tonight, and they possibly don't have to play the Warriors.
Right.
So if they win tonight, they have a chance to move up out of the eighth seed. Utah is locked in at the five. They had a big win last night against the Nuggets to lock in at the five.
Locked.
So they have nothing to play for tonight. So I like the Clips minus six.
I like it. Good call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Todd.
Charlotte minus four.
Okay.
Orlando.
That line has been on the move. When I walked in this morning, it was 1.5, and it's now up to four.
Yeah, the Sharps are fucking on it.
My thinking is... So Orlando is playing for the six or seven, I believe. That's either between you either play Toronto or Philly. And so, like, maybe the Magic don't care tonight. Maybe they do. But Charlotte definitely cares because they win, they potentially get in. They need some help, but if they win, they can potentially get in. Mm-hmm. Todd, did you have anything?
No, for that same reason. And they're impressive.
That's why I also
Orlando,
thought
not bad either, but I mean.
Yeah, Orlando's been hot too. Mm-hmm. I also thought about the Nets because they're playing the Heat tonight.
And it's another one, yeah.
The Heat literally had like the greatest send-off they possibly could have last night for Dwayne Wade. He goes for 30 at home. Everyone's loving it. He's giving a speech. I don't know if they had to fly out last night. I don't know if they went out in Miami last night. Maybe they got to New York and went out in New York to celebrate last night. But same with the Magic. I don't know if the Nets care if they play the Sixers or Toronto in the first round. So I don't know what their motivation is going to be. If I were the Nets, I would have motivation because they're 2-2 against the Sixers. They played them a lot tighter than they have the Raptors, who they're 1-3 against. Yeah. So I'd rather, if I were them, I'd rather play the Sixers.
I tell you what simply put me over the edge to take that bet was the line movement. It moved a lot in a short amount of time. I'm all over that.
And love D Wade. You had your moment last night at home. Not so much tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a lead
the
Nets
part,
there.
Right? It's like, ugh.
All right. So we gave you a lot of information there for the NBA. Good luck with all of that. Right now we are going to bring in Nick Maraldo for some NHL picks. Welcome to the podcast, Nick Maraldo.
There he is.
How are we doing today, sir? How are we? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, boys. Feel terrible. Allergies are face-fucking me, but here I am.
I don't know if it's the allergies. I mean, every single time I go to New York, I come back with some weird disease. If you want to call it allergies, that's fine. It could just be that city's very, very, very dirty.
Yeah, Gorm thinks it's measles because there's big measles
outbreak in Brooklyn.
Just happened to be where I was
staying. Huge night. You have to be fucking pumped up.
Ecstatic. Can't wait. I mean, it's been all year, and now the next couple hours will be the longest hours of my life.
Would you like to pump your podcast a little bit?
That's Hockey Talk came out today, a little playoff preview.
Nice
we kind of break down. We go into in-depth and a lot of stats and stuff. It's very good, obviously, for gamblers. Should be out within an hour or two, so let's say around noon, 1 p.m., something like that. Yeah. So there is some good takes in there if you need some info.
Okay.
But here, I'm ready to give you my picks for tonight's games.
Give it to us.
Tampa Bay at Columbus. Obviously, Tampa's the heavy favorite here. They're minus 255, so it's probably only a good play if you're throwing them in a parlay.
Yep.
But that's the team to pick there, Tampa. I haven't publicly bet on a Pittsburgh or season.
Don't. If you don't want to, if you don't want to jinx it, I am also from this city. I know how it is betting on your hometown team. You don't want to jinx it. If you don't want to do it on this show, I respect it, and I believe the listeners
respect
it.
Let the man speak, Tony.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a chicken shit move, but if you want to go with it.
No, full confidence. I mean, this is playoff time. This is what it's all about. That's Pittsburgh wins tonight.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Pittsburgh minus 120.
So I'm talking about, Nick.
St. Louis on the road at Winnipeg. Ooh. I like St. Louis.
They're hot.
Minus 105. We always talk about it. Got to get right at the right time of year.
Yep.
This is the time of year. St. Louis is hot. Okay. Jordan Whittington. Nashville. Minus 160 at home against Dallas. This one's tough to pick, but I'm going with Nashville.
You
at
are.
Home
I feel
playoffs.
Like the 160 is a lot of juice for. I like the way that Dallas Stars plays. They've been playing playoff hockey all year long. They're a gritty team.
They have incredible defensive team, great goaltending. Mm-hmm. A couple of those guys, though, they haven't played playoff games in a while. Nashville at home with that atmosphere,
yeah.
I think, is a good bet. Mm-hmm. And then Vegas plus 110 at San Jose. San Jose crawled and limped into the playoffs. If Fleury is not rusty and he knocks the rust off and comes back strong, it's Vegas' series.
I thought I saw a stat that Vegas has ran. Who's starting a net for San Jose?
Martin Jones.
I believe they've run him like five or six times since Vegas have come into the league.
They beat him in the playoffs last year. He's had a terrible year. He's not up to snuff. It's Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Do you have any? Any championship picks? Who do you think maybe good odds on winning the cup or anything like that, or winning any of these series?
I mean, honestly, there are incredible odds for almost anyone outside of Tampa.
Yep.
Tampa Bay is obviously mm-hmm. the heavy favorite, but if you, it's hard to go wrong with anyone else outside of Tampa. You look at like Calgary, if their goaltending plays up to where they could be, mm-hmm. they can make you a lot of money. Obviously, like teams like Pittsburgh or Boston or Washington, even the defending champs, are going to give you great odds compared to what Tampa is offering.
Yeah, me being a homer, I took Penguins at plus 2,200. Why not? Why not throw a little bit on it? Root for them. If they win, you get a lot. You were happy either way. I appreciate that.
One more thing on that. This is a situation where like I would go through and I would just lay like $25 on a lot of those teams because the odds are insane right now.
Yeah, if you do the math.
Just sprinkle some dust around.
Sprinkle some mm-hmm. dust everywhere. Do the math. Make sure you come out a winner on the other end. But the odds are, like he said, Tampa is so heavily favored. I don't even think you could touch Tampa because the NHL playoffs are so unpredictable that you can't lay that type of money with that type of favorite. Do you agree?
I agree. Like, so here they are. Odds to win the Cup, Tampa Bay Lightning plus 180. Calgary Flames plus 700. Boston Bruins plus 900. Capitals plus 1,100. Preds plus 1,250. So, like, any of those teams, you look at Pittsburgh plus 1,700. You mm-hmm. said you got them at, 2,200. Mm-hmm. So that's insane to me. So, yeah, you go ahead and lay a few bucks on those. I think you're sitting pretty.
All right. Thanks, Roldy. I appreciate
job,
that.
Thank you, Nick.
Hey, boys.
Hey, will you tell Foxy to come
go
in?
Go Pens.
This is a first. This is a first.
What is?
He just gave me a parlay in my head that I'm going to play tonight.
As far as NHL?
NHL.
And what's it going to be? Just all of his picks?
No. I got to thinking. I got a three-team parlay that's going to make you some money if you want it.
If you take... All right, so
Let
me see if I can guess where you're going here.
Okay.
Can we play that game?
Yeah, you will not get this. But this is such a great... And it's going to pay, this
just
parlay.
The way that you're saying it's going to pay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume Vegas is in it?
No, wrong.
Really? See, I would have went Vegas, Dallas, and possibly St. Louis because St. Louis is just minus 105, Dallas is plus 135, and Vegas is also a dog. I mean, you parlay those three, you got some good money coming
there. That's not a bad one, Tony, but I'm taking Tampa Bay over Columbus tonight. Winnipeg at home wins over St. Louis,
yeah.
Okay? And then watch this. My Nashville Predators come up short tonight in Nashville. Dallas, Tampa Bay, Winnipeg, three-team parlay. It pays you.
There I like you those a lot.
Boys.
All right, we appreciate Raldi for those NHL
thank you,
picks.
Nick.
Now we bring in our, I don't want to say he's our resident golf expert, but he is. I mean, the kid
he was raised in a country club.
He was raised in a country club. The kid had his own golf league growing up, Evans Golf League.
EGL.
EGL, which is still a thing going on in northern Michigan.
Yes, it is.
Or where the fuck he's from. And when we came in today, Evan was very, very excited to give Masters picks, so we figured we might as well bring him in while we're doing a Masters preview today. You might as well bring him in and see what he's got to say.
Hey, I appreciate that, guys, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, I'll be honest, not like a PGA golf expert here. I just love golf. Every year I do a fantasy golf thing with the guys at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And so I got a couple picks. I'm a big value guy. As you guys know, I like the underdogs. I like value.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple... here are my three picks that I think that are good guys that
awesome.
Are with the value.
Okay.
So I start out with Xander Schauffele.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stud,
yep.
And he's kind of under the radar still. I don't think he has a major yet, but he's very good.
Yeah. I also have Xander. I got him at plus 4,000.
Let's go. That's what I have him at as well. My second guy, and this guy everyone knows by now, absolute stud, Brooks Koepka.
Yep.
Plus 2,200.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. We were actually coming in this morning, and I was listening to a gambling show that I normally listen to when I come in. And I guess he came out at 14-1, and no one was putting money on Brooks, so they literally had to raise the odds to 25-1. Now he's down to 22 to get any money on Brooks.
Dude, I'm telling you,
Lights out in the majors.
Exactly, and I'm telling you, I think it's just a name thing. Uh-huh. People don't know his name, but he's an absolute stud, top 10 guy for sure, so I think that's why his odds are good.
Uh-huh.
Also, same with this guy, my third stud pick that is good value, in Tommy Fleetwood, plus 2,500. Mm-hmm.
Tommy Fleetwood was an absolute assassin in the Ryder Cup. He's been really good the last couple years. You know, Foxy, I love those picks.
Okay, now let me give you big underdogs that are just huge value.
Like
only put a little bit of money on it for a big payday.
Maybe just like a $5, like a cup of coffee-ish.
Exactly. I did 10 for these guys.
Okay.
So Kevin Na.
Yep.
Plus 25,000. I mean, Kevin Na hasn't won shit, but he's a guy that he could sneak in there.
I mean,
you never know.
10 to win 2,500, it's a small field. You do never know.
Exactly.
Like the pick, but nah.
Okay, how about this guy, Gorms?
Oh, you didn't get that joke, Foxy, did you?
No.
Nah, Kevin
Na. It went right over my head. That was good. This guy's won a majors. He's won a couple things. Martin Keimer, plus 20,000.
Yeah, he's really fallen off lately.
I know. It's just a name. That's what I was talking about with those names. You just see it and you like it.
You never know. You never know when his A game comes out.
And then last but not least, also another name. Also a guy that's very vanilla, very boring, but he's always there. He always makes the cut.
Say it.
Zach Johnson.
Yeah.
Plus 12,500.
Because it's not an extremely long course. I mean, if you put it in the fairway, and you put it on the green, you always have a chance, and he's a great putter. I like all those picks, Foxy. I appreciate everything that you've done for us today.
Well done.
Hey, good job, buddy.
Appreciate you guys having me.
You're 1-0 with your Michigan State pick, so we figured you bring you on. You're probably going to be 2-0.
Hey, but let's be honest, and everyone knows this, you got to root for Tiger.
You have to root for Tiger.
You got to put a little bit of money on him just to say if he wins the Masters, I put money on him because I knew he was going to win.
Yep, absolutely. 1,000% agree. I appreciate that, Foxy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem.
Like me and him spoke before the show or something.
I know.
I like what that kid was saying.
I know. So I had a lot of the same as him. I had Xander Schauffele as well. And then a couple others that I had. And a key stat here. So when you're looking at these things, a lot of the time, as far as the Masters goes, since it's the same course every single year, you go back and you look at past success at the Masters. And then you could also look at stats that have been key in the Masters every single year. And one that has been very, very key the last 4 years has been strokes gained approach, which I'm not even sure what the fuck that stat means. I believe it's from like 175 to 200 yards, how good you are with your irons. So strokes gained approach. Whoever has led in strokes gained approach the last four Masters has finished first, second, and third.
Good stat, Tony.
So, you know, I went and looked at the PGA Tour stats list, come up with some guys who are good at strokes gained approach. And also one of the things, only two players in the last like 15, 20 years have been outside the top 40 in the world and won the Masters. So I kind of put those two lists together as well as good off the tee. Because if you play the Masters in the fairways, you have a distinct advantage. So a couple guys that I came up with, Justin Thomas, very, very good.
Strong.
Very young player, plus 1,800. A guy who is a little bit under the radar because he was injured a little bit last year but has always been a very good player, Hideki Matsuyama, plus 2,800. Like I said, I have Xander Schauffele, plus 4,000. Got just Mr. Old Steady out there. Like he said earlier, always makes the cuts, but not the same guy. Matt Kuchar, plus 4,500.
He's hot, too. He's already won twice this year.
And I think he's actually paying his caddy this week, so that's nice. And then my last one, plus 5,000, was Mark Leishman. Just a guy he likes.
And he likes the course.
He loves the course. So those are my picks. Do you guys have picks for the Masters?
I do not.
Okay.
I do. Let me start with today's contest.
Par three contest today.
We heard Foxy earlier, Tommy Fleetwood. We heard that name. Tommy Fleetwood wins the par three today. If you can get some action on that, that's my gift to you.
Little fun fact, now, as always, before you let go, if you've no one who's won the par three has ever won the Masters.
Right.
Continue.
Right.
Go.
Okay. So first round leaders I have, which is
I
also
love that.
First round leaders. You can pick what you want. I'm going to throw some names at you guys, and I'll come up with my first-round leader at the end of it. Jordan Spieth is in there. I know he's the 31st ranked golfer in the world. I'll say that again. Jordan Spieth is the 31st ranked golfer in the world.
He hasn't finished in the top 10 in his last 15 outings.
Loves this course. Jordan Spieth, look for him. Tony Finau, another guy.
Big
we saw
Tony
what
Finau
happened.
Guy.
Saw what happened last year with his ankle on this. He's going to play strong. Rory's going to be there. Matt Kuchar's going to be there. Paul Casey's another one.
Paul Casey's
but
always
your
there.
First round leader is between two guys.
Okay.
It is John Rahm or Charlie Hoffman after round one. And I will just fast forward to Sunday. I also like Brooks Koepka to win this golf tournament.
Number one, Charlie Hoffman is always around the top of the leaderboard at the beginning of this tournament. Always.
Always.
I fucking hate him and his dumb green glove. I'm sick of seeing him up there. And then I like John Rahm pick because he has been very good early, and then he's got this little tick in his head where he's not very good at closing, it seems like. But John Rahm as a first-round leader, I like a lot. Another thing that you could do with all of these – most of the sites have posted is matchups. Mm-hmm. So tournament matchups. So if you like any of the names that we said, go find who they're matched up with on your betting site. And just take them to be the better player. It's just a one-on-one, just who is going to be better for the entire tournament. I like doing that a lot. And that is our Masters preview.
One more. I'm sorry, but I have a gift for Todd on this.
Okay,
one.
I like that.
Yeah, I like to throw this because I know you don't have any picks. I want you to spend a little to make a lot. And these are like NCAA brackets to me because I got several different golfers winning it, Brooks Koepka being my overwhelming favorite.
Yep.
Rafa Cabrera Bello. He's going to pay off great.
Spaniard.
He's a Spaniard. The Spaniards know how to win this golf tournament. Hello, Seve Ballesteros. Hello, Jose Maria Olazabal, who's won a couple of them each. All I'm saying is watch for Rafa Cabrera Bello. He's not playing out of this world, but this course fits him, and I like this guy. Quiet guy. Spend a little, make a lot.
I'm sure the odds are incredible on on him. Are you done with Masters?
Yes,
now?
Sir.
Are you done? Okay. Now we can move on to Major League Baseball.
There we go.
I have nothing on Major League Baseball, but Todd and Gorms do. Let's go first to Todd, since he didn't have any Masters picks.
I have the Braves, money line, on the road in Colorado. The Rockies are pitching Jeff Hoffman. He pitched all of 8 innings last year and ended with a 9.35 ERA.
Okay.
The Braves are starting Kevin Gausman. He went 5-3 last year with a 2.87 ERA.
Pretty good ERA.
The Braves are averaging 5.36 runs per game. The Rockies only 3.17. The Braves are a better team, and they have a much better guy on the mound. I think this is just an easy pick.
Okay, awesome. Gorms, what do you got, buddy?
Real simple. We're riding that train until the wheels fall off. Seattle Mariners on the road again against the lowly Royals. I'm taking them. I don't care if they lose 2 straight. I'm coming back with them 2 more days after that. It's not going to happen. Hot teams early in April in major leagues, they continue to win. Seattle is that team this year.
Okay. So those are our MLBs. Todd, I'm having a hard time finding Braves, Rockies on here. Do you know any idea what the money line number is?
I got it at -130.
-130? Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to pick a different game,
which is right at that threshold. It gets much higher than that. I don't like
that's around that money, so we could have a good idea on our cup of coffee a day parlay what's going on there. Okay, so that's we have gone through now NBA, NHL, Masters, MLB. I got a quick Champions League for you from Gump Cathcart, our resident soccer expert. Let me pull that up real quickly. Like I said, he went with Liverpool yesterday. I went with Tottenham, so we had some good picks yesterday. He has Barcelona money line at -108.
Okay.
I'm also jumping on the Barcelona money line. And then I'm also jumping on Juventus as a pick'em. A pick'em in soccer versus the money line is if it's a draw, you get your money back versus if you take the money line as a draw, you lose your money. So I'm going Juventus as a pick'em. And then we are both going Barcelona money line. Those are our Champions League picks. That wraps us up today. It has been a jam-packed show. It's been a long show. We've had a lot of picks here. Like I said, we went through NBA, NHL, Masters, MLB, and Champions League. We have 10 picks today for your cup of coffee.
Oh, this is a
beauty parlay. Right. Let me go through here.
Big money.
Big money. As always, let me know, boys, if you disagree with any of these picks. Denver Nuggets -11. They have to win to keep the 2 seed. Oklahoma City Thunder -4 or -3 against the Bucks. They have to win to keep the 6th seed. Pistons -9 against the Knicks. They have to win to get in. Trailblazers -8 against who are they playing? Who did I say they were playing? Oh, Sacramento. They win and they get the 3 seed. Hawks +2 against the lowly Pacers.
Hot Todd.
Clippers -6 at home. They win, they get a chance to not be the eighth seed. As far as hockey, we're going St. Louis Blues and the Vegas Golden Knights. Are we cool with those?
Sure.
And then MLB, we have the Seattle Mariners and Cleveland Indians. Not Cleveland Indians. That's just me picking a game that was similar to the Braves and Rockies. We are going with the Braves, correct?
Correct.
So we're going to Atlanta Braves, and they were -130. Mm-hmm. So this is $5 to win $27.50.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be an awesome win, and I don't normally say this. Okay. I let you guys talk about this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah. What are you saying?
I'd be surprised if this doesn't hit today. Well, I feel very good about it.
Todd, is it the whole thing as a whole, or is it just what is it about this one? Yes or no, you like it?
I like how we took a little bit from everybody. Gotcha. This is a very diverse parlay.
How do you feel about it?
I feel very, very good. I don't think there's any way this one misses.
No, I would.
I will. If I come in tomorrow and this miss, you're going to see a very disappointed face.
I'm with you, Todd.
Because I'm like very... On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like a 9.7.
That's pretty fucking high.
Yeah,
so that's winner. That's 2,700 for 5.
I'm at like a 9.3.
Oof. Wow. Here we go. Right.
As always, send us your best bets at BroBroBets on Twitter. Follow our bets, myaction.app/BroBroBets. We gave you a lot of information today. Make sure you bring a notepad to this episode. Yeah. I should have said that earlier, but maybe from now on, make sure you bring a notepad to these episodes. Write down the picks, and then you take those picks and you just put them in, and you win as much money
as
you can.
That's all you do.
And we just give you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.